Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams. You're listening to the Manifesting Miracles podcast. By tuning in today, you're dialing into your frequency of abundance. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, your manifestation master and guide. Ever since 2016, I've been obsessively dedicating my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. You see, you are truly more powerful than you can even imagine and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. I'm going to teach you how to attract a life beyond your wildest dreams using your own divine power. So let's get started manifesting your miracles right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for us to align with our highest and our biggest version. You are here on planet Earth, the teaching planet, to manifest your miracles, to dive deep into the realm of your spiritual awakening and illuminate the planet with your life, illuminate the planet with your love, illuminate the planet with your energy, illuminate the planet with your vibrational frequency. And if this is your first time tuning in, catching up, or being in alignment with manifesting miracles, well, my friends, your angels, your guides, your team of light, they are sick and tired of you playing small. They are sick and tired of sending you angel number after angel number after angel number, and you doubting yourself, and you having fear, and you overthinking every motherfucking thought. And if this is your first time harmonizing your desires and navigating your manifestation roadblocks, and the universe has said, listen to this podcast, do not disturb the force. The force is with you right now. This is a force of nature. Although I am the vessel in which this message is coming out of, it matters not. It matters not, because you are the reason for it all. You are the sun and the moon. You and the creator are not separate. There isn't a reality where manifesting your dreams means that you have no doubts. Having doubts is understanding and working through that. But so many of us were our own worst enemy. It's us blocking us. The vibrational frequency of the universe has to run its course. And if it doesn't like how you're operating, and if it doesn't like what you're doing, what the fuck happens? Well, the relationship blows up. They show you that this cheating, low value, insecure person in your life is dragging you down, and they're begging for you to love yourself enough to walk away. And this relationship doesn't have to just be in a lover. It could be a sibling. It could be a coworker. It could be a family member. And so as the universe starts to unravel before your eyes, that fear starts to set in and starts to take over. But my friends, it's literally guiding you to where you are supposed to be. You're supposed to have your purposeful life. You're supposed to walk with your head up high. You're supposed to have big dick energy no matter what. You see, being born here on planet Earth, it's understood that you might have waited hundreds of thousands of years to incarnate into this body. And you are so powerful. It's beyond measure. But that programming here in the matrix, which is keeping you in fear, which is keeping you in doubt, which is letting you believe in imposter syndrome, which is creating these shadows in your life, which has the trauma that you've experienced wasn't the darkest night of your soul. The fact that you're still operating as if you didn't learn a lesson is the biggest night of your soul. The fear of failure, that you're not good enough. Self-sabotaging things that you do. And you know what I'm talking about right now. The extra drink, the extra smoke, the extra fuck. Consuming your time with things that don't really bring you any joy or happiness or value, but just to keep busy so you don't have to think. The ADHD. The hustle culture. Your lack of confidence, your lack of self-love. Yet you dive deep into fear. Your belief system is completely off. You're riddled with anxiety and doubt and overthinking because you're in the wrong vibrational frequency. We are made up of trillions of cells, and these cells generate energy. We don't need the energy from these cells to operate the physical body. What this energy is created for is to manifest things into the quantum field of energy, meaning everything around us. Okay? But if you're ready to get back on your spiritual path, or if you're just starting your spiritual awakening, or if you're floating somewhere in the matrix, whether you've been bobbing up and down, sometimes you're very spiritual, then you go down, and then you're spiritual, and then you get down. Stop fucking judging yourself. Nobody else is judging you as hard as you are judging yourself. And you actually came here to overcome doubt. So you can manifest anything you fucking want, man. And I know it's so easy to be skeptical about manifestation. But even as skeptical as you are, you can still succeed in manifesting. You can turn your doubt into power. And I'm going to show you some of the ways that you're holding yourself back and how to break free and manifest your highest and your best self. Listen, bestie. You came to this planet called Earth, the teaching planet. There's billions of freaking solar systems. You're in one galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy. There is 156 billion with a B solar systems you could have incarnated into and have probably visited in other ways, depending on your life path number. And if you don't know what your life path number is, when this episode is over, go back into, I think it's episode 44 or 24 or 104. It has a four in it, where we talk about life path numbers and the meanings of them. I even have a whole course on life path numbers and how to manifest. It's a masterclass. I'll be teaching it. This is the year, Earth year 2024. I'll be teaching it in August of this year and how to manifest using your specific life path number. But that said, you incarnated here because you wanted to overcome those. You believed that your energy was so powerful, and it is. And it's so strong, and it is. And it's so important, and you are. And that anxiety and that fear and that overthinking energy and that imposter mentality, it's all your shadow. That's why you have to do shadow work.
But you came here thinking, I'm going to float on down to Earth and I'm going to incarnate into a body. And if you're a life path one, you have like all this beginner's luck, like this energy. There's not really luck. There's just what you're creating out of. But let's say you're a life path one, right? So if you're a life path one, what's up? It's your first time here. You can literally try anything and you're probably very curious. You can try anything and do well at least once. You could write a hit song. You could write a book. One, you won't get a second. Just kidding. But we forget. We forget because we believe that we're so ready to bring light into this world that we can challenge the darkness. All there is darkness. You are literally in dark all the time. And then as we're hurling through space and the planet shifts its axis, that part of the world gets the sun blasting gamma rays. And how that works is the sun blasts these gamma rays and then they explode and they send literally like blazing fire to the planet. And it appears as sunlight all the time. It's just like explosions from the sun. And Earth is like, hold on, let me catch up. And the moon's like, wait, let me handle the water situation. And so the moon rotates around us to give us a little bit of light at night. But everything is darkness. Everything is dark. Have you ever been in a really dark room and a little bit of light shines in and you feel like it's going to be okay? That's what you are doing here on the planet. All of this darkness and you're the light. And that light within you lights brighter and brighter and brighter when you step into your love, when you step into your purposeful passion. When you're walking in your purposeful passion, profit is easy. Prosperity is simple. Because there's no resistance. There's zero resistance. And so as you're living in this matrix, you are living in a fear-based reality that says that you're not worthy. And you forget, 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 you forget. You are brainwashed. You are literally indoctrinated from the school systems, from the color of your skin, from your wealth factor, from your education factor, from your beauty factor. If you're a dude, from your height and your wealth and your dick and whatever the fuck is going on. All of these are illusions. As much as time is an illusion, think about time and space. There is no time and space. Time is a man-made construct to impress upon you more and more shadow, more and more fear, more and more discord. And you forget, my beloved, you forget that you believe you're not deserving. You believe you're not powerful. You believe you're not confident. You believe you're not trusting. The universe shows you all of these aspects of your shadow. So you will then say, I'm not wealthy. I'm not this. I'm not that. Try to stay humble. Humble? Who the fuck wants you to be humble? Let me put it to you another way. God, the creator, is so humble, he only made one planet. God the creator is so humble, he only made one species of human. God the creator is so humble, there's only one type of flower, one type of tree, one type of blade of grass. No. That's not true, is it? There's like 156 types of different flowers. I like this one, and I like this one, and I like this one. Let's make another one. Let's make another one. That's some bold energy. And you and that energy are not separate. You have stardust in your DNA. And you're walking around like the person that you are still energetically tied to that made you become not trusting. that made you forget your power so easily because you've been trained to buy into it, that you are not worthy, that you are not deserving, that you are not powerful, that you are not confident, that you are not beautiful, that you are not amazing, that you are not connected, you are out of control. These are all the things that you are taught on Earth, the teaching planet. And then you grow up in different environments with your families and your friends and your educational background. The best thing you could ever do is travel and read and meditate. It'll change your whole damn life. But you forget, you forget, you forget. The Creator doesn't. That's why you keep getting pushed into this challenge. To come here to manifest, to come here to release those fears, to release those doubts. You've been indoctrinated into a system that has convinced you of the lowest vibrational reality. For all the light people that came to the earth who became dark, the universe is challenging you to come back to the light. The universe is asking you to use your energy to be happy, to be abundant, to move forward. How could there ever be a fear or a risk once you're healed? And if you are in the unhealed, you have already gone all the way down the path of destruction. You have believed the darkest version of life, that it's brutal, that it's unforgiving, and that it's judgmental, that it's fucked up, that you're never going to be enough. Your connection is disconnected. Guess what? The phone never got disconnected. The connection, the wire, the wireless connection, the spiritual divinity connection between you and your Creator are as strong as ever, whether you communicate or not. It doesn't matter. You incarnated into Earth, the teaching planet, because there is a plan. You incarnated into the teaching planet to have those tumultuous things happen. It's not a matter of if you're enough. You have doubt and scarcity holding you back, and you need to break free from that right now. Doubt is the silent assassin of every manifestation that you could ever have. But here's the secret. You don't need unwavering belief to manifest your dreams. Even if skepticism clouds your mind, I want you to just take that leap of faith, trust in the process, and watch as you start trusting the process and allowing things, that doubt dissipates like the morning mist. With each step towards that desire, towards that dream, towards that synchronicity, towards that thing that you would do for free, grows a stronger and a deeper belief. And it starts reconnecting you in a way that feels like magic. It feels like miracles. And then it becomes abundance. And each step is paving the way for the miracle beyond your wildest imagination. We can't keep wishing. We have to stop wishing and start manifesting. You have to transform your life with specific intentions, like the law of action. And when it comes to manifesting, being very, very clear, crystal freaking clear, that clarity is your secret power, your secret weapon. Maybe picture it like this. The universe as your celestial concierge. And a concierge who is ready to fulfill your every desire and every wish. In fact, this cosmic concierge put it in you to write that book, put it in you to listen to this podcast, put it in you to sign up for my next course, put it in you to book a 1-hour call with me, put it in you to take my digital courses, put it in you to take my free 7-day course. But most importantly, that concierge put it in you that you could become that version of yourself. And it really isn't a could, it is a should. And even more past the should, the concierge has got everything lined up. But here's the catch. In order to get you exactly what you want, you have to know exactly what you want. You have to paint a picture so vivid and so clear of your desires, literally down to the most finite detail. The clearer your intention, the more precise the concierge can become. And you can resolve those and quell those and quiet those low vibrational fears, self-doubt, self-sabotaging, anxiety-ridden, ADHD-filled procrastination, motivation issues. Why? Because the concierge is totally filled and going to turn everything into opportunities. You're going to release your attachment to the need to tell yourself the same story that the person who was the darkest in your life was trying to make you realize you are not. You're still looking at yourself through the lens of somebody who was trying to break you. They were trying to steal your energy. In fact, it's called energy harvesting. There are reasons that narcissists never become anything other than themselves. They're not trying to heal. They love being a narcissist. Their whole identity is about, I took her down a peg. I took him, he, she, they, them down a peg. They get jazzed up by it. There's a thrill. There's a thrill the rapist has. There's a thrill the narcissist has. There's a thrill the thief has. Or they wouldn't keep doing it. But I want you to get high on your own supply. I want you to dive deep into that clarity and that resolution and take action. There are 12 universal laws. I mean, there's so many, but there's 12 basic ones. And you have to stop guessing and start knowing. You have to find your truest desires. This is a world of noise. This is a world full of distractions. So finding your true desires can feel like searching for a needle in a haystack. But within everything, there lies the whispers of your soul, longing for you to step out of that fear matrix, to stop being connected to the indoctrination that you have, and to overcome doubt and start manifesting. You have a passion and you have a purpose. Those are your desires, waiting to be unearthed and manifested into reality. We cannot create if we don't take the first step. And you are either living in a bubble of fear or a bubble of faith. Are you worshiping the darkness, or are you worshiping your own divine light? If you have taken chances and they have failed, what did you learn from that situation? Michelle, but I was just beat up. I didn't learn anything. Yes, you did. You learned to be very conscientious about your intuition, didn't you? Michelle, my child died. What was I supposed to learn about that? That life is precious. The moments you have with loved ones are beyond precious. No matter how rich you are, you can't buy health. No matter how rich you are, you can't buy time. No matter how rich you are, you cannot buy happiness. You can buy pain and you can buy suffering, but you can't buy happiness. That is you and your divine light. That is your chakra system going from root to crown, illuminating, moving, and processing energy. Forgiveness doesn't alleviate them from the evil that they bestowed upon you in your path. Forgiveness means you won. Forgiveness means that the energy they're harvesting and pulling from you is no longer attached to you. Baby, you came here to do big things. You came here to illuminate us. We need you empowered. We need you enlightened. We need you stepping into your season. This is your highest version. And then you'll meet your next 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 highest version. And the goal and the target will keep moving. If you think on the day that I plotted my suicide attempt, that I was ever planning on meeting any of these versions, you are wrong. Just when the caterpillar thought the world was over, it became a butterfly. When I was counting out all the pills, when I was taking the sock to stuff in my mouth, when I got the bag to put over my head and the tape so I wouldn't vomit it up and live, I was all the way indoctrinated into the darkest parts. The father who gave me away. The women who beat me at the orphanage and put me down and told me that my best value was what I put in my mouth from a man. And that I was lucky that I was pretty and I shouldn't try to be smart because I wasn't. To the adults who physically, sexually assaulted me. To the man who married me and took me all the way down, to the babies that never came, one after another after another, to the years of working and putting all that money and all that into me myself, only to find out that he had squandered it all, to divorcing him and deciding to end it all. I was done. There was nothing left of me to give, and I didn't want anything else. I wanted it to only be dark. But if that had happened, if that had fulfilled, if that episode 2 hadn't happened, I would have never gone back to school. I would have never studied the brain. I would have never understood philosophy. I would have never became a I was just so practical and so logical. I would just weigh everything out and it didn't make sense to go on. And I wouldn't have learned how to forgive. I wouldn't have stopped drinking. I wouldn't have stopped hurting myself. I wouldn't have cut people out of my life, family, friends, work relationships that were toxic, that were in the matrix of fear. You can't manifest something you don't already have. Time is an illusion. Time is passing through you. You're not passing through time. If you stand still and you think of the life flooding into you like a windstorm, and within that windstorm, over here is the ideal relationship, and in this other little area of mist, Is the baby or the relationship or the money or the prosperity or the travel or the health. And you stand still in your own time and you say to yourself, I'm going to allow all of that to pass through me and I'm not going to chase it. I'm going to allow the universe to show off. But then I'm going to take implied action. That's where your money and your magic and your miracles and your prosperity and your light and your love and the illumination of you will start to appear. There is a finite amount of pressure that's needed to turn a coal into a diamond. You're the diamond, baby. And if you don't understand that you needed those things to instill your new faith, to instill your new prosperity, to create those roadmaps to success, that your chakra energetic system body is shut down, it's blocked, then you don't really understand the concept of manifesting yet, but that's okay. I want you to listen to another episode and another episode and another episode. I want you to understand that you are the miracle. You're the energy. You're the power. And everything that you have seen and experienced was part of this experiment called you. And when you're ashes to ashes and dust to dust, and you're in your energetic body, and you realize that time didn't matter, Earth was just one installation, you're going to say, oh, I'm going to remember this time. Wait. I want to go back down. I want to go back down, and I want to do it again, and I want to do it differently. And this time, I want to be a man. And this time I want to be a transgender. And this time I want to be a this. And this time I only want to go to Earth and live for 10 days to teach those parents that 10 days of love is better than no love to ever have experienced. As it is better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all. And if you're not in love with anything, not a pet or a parrot, not a parent, not a person, it's time for you to start falling in love with you. You're pretty fucking amazing. You're quite spectacular, actually. So you see, there's all this divine energy, team of light that knows every single thing about you. And all of your ancestors are in the rooms, every room you walk in. That's why you see those angel numbers. That's why you find that penny on the floor. That's why you have those synchronicities. That's why you keep seeing the same symbol over and over and over again. That's why that song keeps playing. One time I was working with a lady and her daughter had died. And it was a DWI. And her daughter's name was Amy. And I changed her name and I just came up with the name. There was a song that had the daughter's name in it. And when we first started working together, she didn't bring it up, but she just told me about, you know, she could never drink again because that's how her daughter was killed. But she started doing another like prescription drug, and she ended up from taking it to snorting it. And she knew she was getting pretty dark because she fell asleep at a stoplight with her other kid in the back seat. And it was gotten pretty bad, and she went to rehab and she was getting clean and she wanted a spiritual therapist. And so we started working together. And she's like, Michelle, I just keep hearing her favorite song and it has her name in it. And I said, well, that's her sending you the song. And she just looked at me like I was crazy. And I said, I want you to read a book by Laura Lynn Jackson called Signs from the Universe. By the time you're done with this book, you will fully understand how your psychic abilities work. And then the next session, she was just full of tears. She was like, you're right. She's been talking to me this whole time. She's not gone. I ended up taking those lessons from the book and making her show me a purple balloon. And I can't stop seeing purple balloons. We are so much more powerful, magnificent, and incredible than we really truly realize. You have everything you need, my love. And if you don't know what to do next, you could take my free 7-day course. If you don't know what to do next, you could book an hour session with me. If you don't know how to move forward, or if you're ready to level up, if you're ready to move from fear to doubt, from doubt and fear to prosperity, you can work with me one-on-one. I have a 6-week program and I have a 90-day program. I have live group courses about 4 or 5 times a year. And they're so incredible. And the people in the groups are so supportive and loving. But it's time for you to take some action. Manifesting is about stepping out in fear, because you're going to raise the level of faith that you're going to call in, and you're going to allow the universe to manifest in unbelievable ways. So I know that you need to get on with your day, but I want to inform you that every single day I get at least 4 or 5 messages from all of you telling me how my podcast is changing your life, telling me how you started manifesting money, you got a job promotion, this worked out, that worked out. Maybe you're letting me know you wrote a review for me, which on my bended knees, I say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you've purchased one of my mugs or journals or my shadow workbook, thank you. Honestly, genuinely, thank you. If you purchase my Life Path number blanket, thank you. If you purchase one of my tumblers, my digital courses, joined a live class, or done coaching with me, your life is different. You are now changed. Need more excuses? How about a better life? How about to manifest your joy and your happiness? But if you're not ready to move from the podcast to the next level, I want you to binge this podcast, listen to another episode and another episode and another episode. And no matter where you are, if you're changing vibrationally and you listen to the message at episode 44, and now you're at episode 244, 254, whatever this is, you're going to hear it differently because you're different. And maybe I'm not even on this planet anymore. But I'm right here. I'm watching you. I'm watching you take that step in faith. I'm watching you move out of fear, and I'm cheering you on. I'm cheering you on from the divine, baby, because nothing ever dies. And you're here to learn these soul lessons and to move forward and to let go and to restore your faith and fill your tank. You can't pour from an empty cup, my love. And the greatest gift you can give this world is yourself. All right, now it's time for you to go and manifest your miracles today. So let's wrap how we always wrap. And if you don't know how we close the show by chanting together, soft, medium, and loud, the following. And 3, 2, 1. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything, everything, everything. Again, everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything, everything, everything is always working out for us. Now it's time for you to go and manifest your miracles. Give me a shout. Let me hear your story. Let's book a Zoom together. But most importantly, go out there and shine bright like the diamond that you are. Okay, producers, it's time to cue that motherfucker music. Okay. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Manifesting Miracles. Now it's time for you to take action. I invite you to hang out with me just a little bit more by signing up for my newsletter. You'll get instant exclusive access to the practices that will chart your own path to abundance. And yes, spark that highest version of you. Head to the show notes right now so you don't miss a thing. Now listen, I fucking believe in you. And it's now time for you to win, win, win. Yes, yes.